From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The high school football playoffs will get underway tomorrow. The GW Eagles are the top seed in Region 4D and will host 8 seed Blacksburg. GW head coach Nick Anderson discussed the matchup.
They play extremely hard, man. They get guys to the ball. On the offensive side of the ball, though, man, they really block extremely hard, and they don't make mistakes. You know, they're going to try to ball control, kind of like what we do, and keep the ball away from their opponents. And they're very successful with that because they play such smart football.
Our pregame coverage will get underway at 6:30 tomorrow on WBTM. Two local teams will also match up in the first round of the playoffs in Region 2C tomorrow. 2C Gretna will host 7C Dan River. The Hawks beat the Wildcats on October 17th, 56-28, after Dan River led at halftime. In college basketball action, Virginia Tech routed St. Joseph's 94-59 to improve to 3-0 on the season. Amari Hansberry led the way for the Hokies with 19 points and 4 rebounds, while Niakalis Abdallas had finished with 14 points, 7 assists, and 5 rebounds. Virginia Tech will host Charlotte on Sunday. The latest report from UVA suggests that quarterback Chandler Morris will be back on Saturday for the game against Duke. UVA offensive coordinator Des Kitching said on Wednesday that they expected him to practice some on Wednesday. Number 19 UVA will play at Duke on Saturday at 3:30. In the NBA, the Charlotte Hornets beat the Milwaukee Bucks 111-100. Miles Bridges led the way for the Hornets with 20 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists. Ryan Kaltbrenner finished with 17 points and 9 rebounds. The Hornets are now 4-7 overall on the season. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.